This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating disability determination on Robert Louis Felder III, third, last name Felder, F-E-L-D-E-R, Roman III, first name Robert, middle name Louis, L-O-U-I-S, date of birth 11/3/93, date of visit 6/26/23. This is a 29-year-old pleasant African-American male patient who walked in for his disability determination exam. He claims his disability is anxiety, memory loss, depression, headache, and problems with speech and reading. History of presenting illness. Patient states that he has been, as long as he can remember, he's had anxiety and depression. He's not sought any medical attention for this. He says he has problems remembering things, and about 2 years ago he rear-ended into an 18-wheeler which was backing up, and he had to go to the emergency room. He left the scene of the accident, but eventually he did go to the emergency room, and then he was examined there and was no conclusive diagnosis made. But since then he's complaining of some headache, which is on top of the left side of his head. He complains of a tingling sensation there. He has problems with expressing himself as well as reading and writing. He actually graduated from, medical history. History of anxiety, depression, just diagnosed by himself. He has not sought any medical attention or no formal diagnosis made. He claims he has memory loss and reading and speech deficit. His social status, he's single. He lives with a significant other, and he has two children. One is 1 year old and another 5 month old, but he also has a stepdaughter who lives with them. And he graduated from high school because he was a football player, and they just graduated him. Then he got he went to play football in Navarro College, but he got kicked out for some relationship issues and problems with the law. He actually went to jail again for some assault or something, but then the case was dropped since they did not find him to be at fault. Personal history, he smokes half packet per day for 17 years. He used to drink heavily, quit in 2012. He does smoke marijuana. Allergies, no known drug allergies. He is allergic to tomatoes. The visual acuity test, Snellen's chart, 20 by 17 in right eye, left eye is 20 by 50, both eyes together is 20 by 50. No problem with hearing. He does not wear any contacts or lenses, glasses. medications, he takes does not take any prescription medication. He does take Tylenol extra strength for headache, the head pain, and sometimes he has right leg pain for which he takes. Family history, his mother is alive. She has had three strokes. Father passed away at the age of in year 2019. He only came to know of his father at the age of 12. He has one stepbrother and one stepsister that he does not know their medical history. Limitations. He says he can sit all day, he can stand, but not for long. He can walk up to one block. He also claims he used to weigh 210 pounds or so, and now he's down to 156 pounds. He has a good appetite and he eats, but he's not sure why he's losing weight, continuing to lose weight. On examination, patient is 5 feet 9 inches tall, weighed in at 156 pounds. That's when he told me that his weight was more than 200 about a year ago. Blood pressure was 160 over 100. Repeat was 156 over 102. Pulse was 100 per minute. Pulse ox was 96%. Temperature 96.8. BMI 23. He's right-handed. On exam, patient is awake, alert, and oriented times three. He did have some problem recalling his address, but eventually he was able to say. But head normocephalic, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, acromegaly, JP not distended. ENT exam with the normal limits, eyes PERLA, neck is supple, lungs clear to auscultation, no wheezing, bronchi at all. Heart S1 and S2 regular sinus rhythm, no gallops or murmurs. Abdomen soft, not tender, bowel sounds normal, no hepatosplenomegaly, extremities no edema. He did complain of pain in the right ankle though. CNS exam, he's able to ambulate, balance is good. He's able to stand on his heels and on his toes. He's capable of dressing and undressing himself, does not need any aid for walking, ambulation. Range of motion in both shoulders, elbows, and wrists normal. Range of motion, lateral rotation, and is all normal in his head, head and neck. Range of motion in shoulders, wrists, and elbows normal. He's able to lift his arm above his head. Range of motion of the hip and knee is normal. Ankle, right ankle motion slightly painful. Strength is good in both upper extremities and lower extremities at 5x5. There's no muscle atrophy. No motor or sensory deficit. Reflexes are normal. Straight leg raising test is negative bilaterally. Examination of all joints, which include the shoulder, wrist, elbows, knees, hips, are all normal. Ankle rotation is slightly painful on the right side. No contractures noted. When patient is made to move his right ankle, there's some slight pain. But he takes just Tylenol for it and it seems to help him. He's not aware of his blood pressure being high. He has not sought any medical attention. Patient's grip and strength is normal in his upper extremities. His vision is poor though. Right eye is 20 by 70, left is 20 by 50, and both together is 20 by 50. He has not seen any eye doctor. Assessment, history of chronic anxiety and depression, history of headache, history of memory loss, history of learning disability. Is his speech and reading is poor, as I have witnessed on the forms that he has filled out. Plan, we will fax the forms to the TRC.